Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 54, a simple 6-step system for eliminating food cravings by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What is up, oldies? Don't worry, I'm not actually calling you old. Old is short for Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick, here today with a brand spanking new author to join old, and that's Ben Greenfield. I'll just share some of his credentials right now so you don't think I'm bringing in some random weirdo. His credentials include a master's degree in sports science and exercise physiology. He has personal training and strength and conditioning certifications. He has his sports nutrition certification. Also the Advanced Bicycle Fitting Certification from the Harvard of Bicycle Fitting Schools, and over 11 years experience in coaching all levels of athletes from all sports. He also has a podcast like me. It's called Ben Greenfield Fitness, which is also the name of his website, so check him out. He's a machine, for lack of a better word. But before I get into the show, just a quick reminder that I am doing this all for free, and actually had a negative because of the costs associated with hosting a podcast and website. So if you'd like to support the show, the easiest and freest thing you can do is to show me that you appreciate it by joining my weekly newsletter, which not only gives you some actionable tips every week, but also gives you a lot of free stuff. The first gift comes with a free video tutorial and gets sent to you immediately, and then I give away at least one book every month to a random subscriber. So to join, just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222. It's that simple. You can also visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join there. So let's get to Ben's post, the first episode of Wellness Wednesday, and start optimizing your life. A simple 6-step system for eliminating food cravings by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Before I give you my simple 6-step system for eliminating food cravings, you must read this comprehensive overview of food cravings straight from John Gilbert, who is the human physiology mastermind at Washington State University. If you are empowered with the knowledge that John is about to give you about why you crave food, this can really help you beat the urge to constantly eat food and eliminate appetite cravings. And now here's your guest post from John Gilbert, followed by my simple 6-step system for eliminating food cravings. Introduction to cravings. Cravings start in your brain. Chemicals are released when you eat food, any food, good tasting or not. These chemicals and areas of the brain are the same as those involved in drug response and addiction. The chemicals are likely the same because we evolved to encourage healthy behaviors such as eating and reproduction. Unfortunately, drugs that are abused can take over the use of these chemicals, meaning less effort goes toward healthier goals. Why food is like a drug. Continuing with the comparison of drugs, let's look at how food can act like a drug to the brain. A drug addict did not become one overnight. They tried a drug which caused a release of chemicals in the brain, making the person feel good and want to continue that feeling. To continue the feeling, they learn they need the particular drug to satisfy their craving, just like how someone might crave ice cream when they watch a movie or a hot dog when at a baseball game. This is due to the same chain of events of relating certain behaviors with feelings that can occur with food. It would seem that only good-tasting foods would cause this chemical release. This is wrong. The Food Addiction in Humans study by Marsha Levin-Pelchett that we pulled our information from demonstrates how people can come to craving bland and not good-tasting food even when the food provides them with all the calories, nutrients, and fullness they need. Even when people took a drug that was created to make food not be as pleasing, there was no association with weight loss. In this way, our country's obesity problem is not due to overabundance of good-tasting food. Rather, it appears to be the way that the foods are consumed and why they are being consumed. How cravings can happen to you. The way foods are consumed can lead to an addictive eating pattern that causes cravings, not the tastiness of the food. This situation is just like a drug addict who no longer becomes chemically dependent by going through rehab. The individual no longer has chemical withdrawals that create cravings. Instead, their old environments that were associated with drug use create the cravings. Just as withdrawal is not needed to have cravings with drug use, nutritional deprivation is not needed to have food cravings. Your environment can be a strong cause of food cravings. The sight or smell of food or even food imagery may serve as triggers. Repeatedly eating a craved food when hungry can cause cravings and eventually release less of the brain chemicals that the food used to release before eating the food regularly. This means you are not necessarily as pleased by what you eat as you once were. Rather, you crave a particular food to fulfill the association and perceived need that the specific food stops. The chemical reward of eating the food is still released, but the chemical does not stop further cravings for good-tasting foods in animals or humans. In addition to less of the pleasure chemical being released, the chemical's effectiveness decreases as body mass index, BMI, increases, leading to even less pleasure while eating the food. Therefore, being overweight and obese can lead to less pleasure while eating foods that are craved. This information demonstrates how the chemical release may play a more important role in wanting the food rather than liking the food while it's eaten. It is as if someone can smell and taste what has to be eaten to satisfy the craving, whether it is for good-tasting or bad-tasting food. Consider this quote from the article. Quote, "There are many parallels between feeding behavior and drug addiction. Treatments for drug abuse focus on craving, impulsivity, and learning, and are not generally focused on withdrawal or other physiological measures of addiction. In contrast, many, if not most, studies of obesity focus on minimizing hunger. But not all diet failures are due to hunger. Some of them are probably due to non-homeostatic eating or impulsive eating. Given the many parallels between food and drug cravings, it would make sense to use lessons from drug addiction to aid in the fight against obesity." End quote. The approach of drug addiction with food seems to be promising in having a positive impact on people's health. Quote, "Success at turning craving on and off was probably due to the fact that subjects were given a task that was incompatible with craving, imagining the monotonous diet, rather than simply being asked to stop craving." End quote. What John recommends if you have food cravings. Number one, variety. Do not get in a rut of eating the same things over and over, and try not to have patterns where you expose yourself to a lot of food availability, then a little, then a lot, then a little, etc. This is a particular concern in college students who typically do not have a lot of food availability when living on their own, but they will visit home where there is a lot of food available. Number two, don't skip meals. Preferably eat 3 meals with snacks included. Don't go longer than 5 hours between meals. Prolonged bouts of not eating results in low blood sugar, and we compensate by overeating later. Number three, don't skip breakfast. Again, giving your body a stable supply of blood sugar first in the morning will attenuate hunger and reduce chance of overeating later in the day. Studies show that people who eat breakfast generally weigh less than those who skip it. Number four, eat protein, carbs, and fat at each meal or snack. Combining macronutrients will provide a steady supply of blood sugar and keep you fuller longer. E.g., instead of eating an apple as a snack, eat it with peanut butter or a slice of low-fat cheese. Number five, drink water. Our body often confuses hunger with dehydration. Drink a glass with meals or in between meals and reevaluate how hungry you think you are. Number six, eat a small amount of the food you're craving. By trying to cut out a particular craved food, cold turkey, it can increase the desire to consume it and lead to overindulging on it later. Try having a little bit of the crave food periodically and surround it with other healthy snacks such as fruits and vegetables. Number 7, tap your forehead. Some tips for getting through the craving are to tap your forehead. This may sound crazy, but there's actually science behind this theory. When a craving comes on, place the 5 fingers of your hand on your forehead, space them slightly apart, and begin tapping each finger at intervals of a second. While you're doing this, look upward and watch it. Before you know it, your craving will have disappeared. Number 8, sniff mint. A study conducted at a university had subjects sniff peppermint throughout the day, and those who did ate 2,800 fewer calories per week than those who didn't. The scent was hypothesized to disrupt the craving. Thanks for the information, John. Ben's 6-step system for eliminating food cravings. Now that John has given his tips, here's my 6-step system for eliminating appetite cravings. Doing all of these things together works best, especially if you have a serious case of the munchies. Number 1, 8 ounces of water immediately when you begin to crave any food. Number 2, no starches with the evening meal, only protein, vegetables, and healthy fats. Number 3, sparkling water with mint gum after dinner every night. Number 4, supplementation with chromium and vanadium, i.e., the appetite-reducing supplement Thermofactor, 20 to 30 minutes before lunch and dinner. Number 5, elimination of appetite-stimulating artificial sweeteners, sucralose/Splenda, Actifame potassium, aspartame, NutraSweet. Only exception are the trace amounts in gum. And number 6, jumping jacks, bodyweight push-ups, or squats for 2 minutes when you begin to crave any food. You just listened to the post titled, A Simple 6-Step System for Eliminating Food Cravings by Ben Greenfield at BenGreenfieldFitness.com. The cravings. Mine most recently is Trader Joe's vanilla soy ice cream with mashed up Oreos or their trail mix style oatmeal cookies. That's a major craving. Anyway, just a little note, health, fitness, and wellness is a sensitive area because there's science and opinions, and everyone has their own, so whenever I'm reading a post from Ben or any other author for that matter, if you don't agree, I get it. And you're definitely entitled to your own opinion. And just because I'm reading it doesn't mean I'm necessarily saying that you need to follow the guidance exactly. But I do believe in listening and learning and applying. And I do think Ben takes a scientific approach, which makes it a little easier to listen to because it's less opinion-based and more evidence-based. But enough of that. One last time, if you want to show your support for this show without contributing money, which you can do, by the way, at oldpodcast.com. You can do something really easy and free, which is to subscribe for my weekly newsletter. Again, you'll get a lot of guaranteed free stuff, plus some chances for more free stuff every month, and you'll learn more about me and how to optimize your life in the process. You can text the word OPTIMAL to 44222, and that's probably the easiest way. Or if you're not into texting, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and sign up there. If you join the newsletter and reply to any of the emails, I can guarantee I'll read it, so it's a great way to get in contact with me as well. All right, 54 episodes down. I'm going to start working on the next episode and the next gift for you if you're an email subscriber, so see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.